You don't know, babe. When you hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing.
You're plugged into Clever Talk. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Clever Ochuli.
And it don't change. If I had it my way, you would know that you are.
This episode is titled The Age of Sakpa. And then I think in my head, in bracket, is like financial tips and something like that. But if I'm being honest, there's no need to add the something like that. So let's just leave financial tips in bracket somewhere, right? So what exactly is Sakpa? Sakpa is a term used to describe lack. Okay, so that's one way to put it. And I think it has a certain ring of finality to it. Sakpa. Absolutely broke. Just being broke, man. Right, so that's another one. Quick one. What alternative word would you use to describe being broke as a state of lack? Yeah, so hit me up on my social media DM.
You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me?
Now, understand that this episode is inspired by Iris Ogu's book titled The Smart Money Woman. A friend gifted the first, it's in two parts, right? So a friend gifted the first one to me, and for that, I'm deeply grateful. My goodness, I read that book, and for days, I was just thinking about my life. So, hi, Mary Maha, thank you so much. Then part two came out and Prisha Guy came through. Thank you so much, sis. You're an awesome friend. I think that's a book that, you know, we all need to have.
I just want to see. I just want to see how beautiful you are.
All right, then. So let's dive right into the Age of Sakpa episode. I'll be sharing some of the lessons I learned from the book. There's something Iris said, and I like to paraphrase. Yeah, she said, ultimately, my net worth is more important than my wardrobe. Do you get that? Ultimately, my net worth is more important than my wardrobe. Like, that's some like the way that resonated with me, right? I don't know why, because I'm not even someone who would normally succumb to pressure, to peer pressure or to social pressures to put up an appearance. Legit, I don't go with trends. Yeah, I don't go with trends. I'd rather be comfortable than go with style or follow trends. And I mean, I'm a rebel, legit. I'm a rebel. So when people are moving to the right, I want to go left. When they're going left, I want to go right. I don't know, man. I don't know. So that resonated with me. Yeah. It's not like we're saying you don't have to look good, but if you're going above and beyond to kill yourself and look, I mean, to whose detriment, really, right? Look good, but to whose detriment? Yours? That's not smart. Especially when you're digging in into funds you shouldn't be touching, or funds you don't even have in the first place, and like you're taking a loan or something to turn up for an event or a wedding or a birthday or something, man. Check it out. That's not smart. And we're talking about the Age of Sakpa. You don't want to enter that age, right? All right, if you're ready for the lessons, let's go. Wait, whether or not you're ready, we're going.
Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. I just want to see. I just want to see how beautiful you are.
Okay, welcome back. Number one, always track your expenses. Now, understand that this comes with great responsibility, yeah? And it will stop you from just splurging excessively. But to do this, you need to have a budget, right? Because the budget will keep you in check. Remember I spoke about responsibility? Aha, there it goes. Now, one thing I cannot overemphasize is that you need to be very disciplined in this regard. Especially if your financial behavior has been reckless from the beginning until now. Oh my goodness, when I said beginning, I just remember Ini de biningin. Oh God. I don't know if you saw that. It's like old, right? There's this video. I think it's like probably 20 seconds or so, and it's like that's it. So it's like in the beginning, but the person reading goes ini de begin biningin. Obviously, it was just the voiceover. Nobody actually said that. But anyways, back to the episode now. Another thing about, you know, helping you track your expenses is that you might want to set a goal. Like, bear in mind that sometimes having a goal helps and other times it doesn't, right? So it's like if you set a goal, you might not have performed, you won't necessarily feel the need to perform higher than what you set. Say you want to save 50 naira and you hit 50 naira, maybe you might have been able to save 100, but because you said 50, that's it. You're not going to go above that. I think I saw a video that sort of changed my perspective on goals, but I think that sometimes goals are necessary, right? So at the end of the day, can be as little as saying, okay, I want to do XXX by the end of this week. Yeah. Now just think about how you feel, right? If you, or when you achieve that goal.
You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part.
Oh. And at number two, we have identify your spending triggers. Yes, that's right. Now this is kind of connected to, you know, number one, or with number one. They support each other to help your financial behavior. So what exactly is a spending trigger, in case you're wondering? Simply put, it's whatever makes you spend money freely, easily, impulsively, and recklessly. Boom, shots fired, pa 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 pa. Did the shot find you? So identify your spending triggers will, you know, help you to be more strategic in handling carelessness when it comes to money. How? Well, simply put, now that you know your enemy, legit your enemy, you've been able to identify your weakness, and I think that's progress, right? So you identify, okay, this is my spending trigger, or these are my spending triggers, and you now strategize. How do I tackle this? How do I avoid this? How do I, you know, deal with this particular issue? So identifying is one thing, but what you do after that, action you take next, is up to you, entirely up to you. I feel like sometimes having a friend or someone who can by your side, or, you know, in the know, to help you just keep you in check is a good way, you know, to keep your spending triggers in check. So having someone to keep you in check is a good way to keep your spending triggers in check. I hope that makes sense. And at number three, set up an emergency fund. Yes, please, absolutely. Do you know, until recently, emergency funds were just an emergency fund was not it's not something I even, you know, was aware about. Or I think I had the idea, like, okay, keeping something for rainy budgets, but I didn't necessarily know the term, and I wasn't, you know, properly informed on how effective, or how important, I think important is the word, on how important it is to have an emergency fund. So I'm not saying go for it though, but if you ask me, I'd say check out CowrieWise. They have like different ways that you can save. Yeah. Sometimes you can lock it up and you can't touch that money, and other times, you know, you have this emergency fund for emergencies, right? Or emergencies. And like I said, I can't tell you how important it is to have one, and it's also very healthy to have an emergency fund so that you don't have to run helter skelter to look for funds around when you need to resolve an actual problem. So emergency funds are meant for just that, emergencies. It's not the one that you pull out cash from to donate or give out as loan, right, to, you know, friends or whomever. or colleagues or something. I mean, if you're doing that legit, you're joking with yourself, kaskia. And honestly, I hope it never has to hit you so bad. But yes, do keep a stack of funds for emergencies. Okay, when I say stack, it's like stack of funds. No, please, no. You could even decide to start saving like every week, like maybe 1k, 2k every week, or that's starting from somewhere, right? But me can no lie, sha. 1k for this economy, no be amo. Because, I mean, check it out now. Especially in this Abuja, right? But oh well, it is what it is.
Back when I had no car, you still be riding for me.
That's right, I'm broadcasting from Abuja, Nigeria. I'm sending a shout out to everyone. Sending a shout out on all my love, really, to everyone listening from outside the country. I'm happy that you find value here, and thank you so much for plugging into Clever Talk. Shout out to Booba, shout out to Debbie Amos, shout out to Praise and Constance, shout out to Jovero to Success, shout out to Fisayo. I got one amazing, powerful call today. And that was from Pastor Raphael. And he's like, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, my goodness, this is such a huge honor. So shout out to Pastor Raphael. Thank you so much.
Back when I know Rabbi, you still be spending feelings. Back when I know boss, you still be standing me. Back when I had nobody, I had you. If you like.
Before I leave you for the week, here's another quote from the book. This time I lifted directly. Being broke means if you lost your primary source of income today, you wouldn't be able to maintain the lifestyle you are accustomed to because you have no assets to rely on. I'll read it again. Being broke means if you lost your primary source of income today, you wouldn't be able to maintain the lifestyle you are accustomed to because you have no assets to rely on. Food for thought.
Show me what you really feel inside.
That's it for this week on Clever Talk. Muhadu Achikin Shiri Nakaba Akan Clever Talk. That's House of Four. See you in the next episode on Clever Talk. I love you, but God loves you more. Adios, amigo. Kisses. Oh, I just wanted to say that on Clever Talk, we talk cleverly.
Back when I'm thinking for, now you they bring me back. Back when I don't get liver, now you they boost my morale. Back when I never go Yankee, but now you go run my visa. Back when the thing no swore, now you they give me joy.
If you like, show me what you really feel inside. Kiss you on your lips. If you like, we can both decide. Baby, let me kiss you on your lips.
Jump on me, jump on me, I'ma jump on me. Jump on me, jump on me, I'ma jump on me. Jump on me, jump on me, I'ma jump on me. Jump on me, jump on me, I'ma jump on me.
Danny,
Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny, Danny,